Trying to do 14 things at once here. Sorry. We got it. I've been working on something for about 6 hours with James trying to get it done. His computer had an enormous suspicious crash to try to impede the work. It may put up an earlier version of it. It's that important. So we will work on this as I talk to Gentleman Jim this hour, the man from Texas. Hi, I hope your day has been more fun than mine. I understand that you sometimes eat Mexican food.
I eat seafood. If I see
yeah.
I eat it.
See, that's a great line.
See?
I'm on a seafood diet. Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Reminds me of Mel Blanc.
Yeah. The immortal Mel
Blanc. The immortal Mel Blanc. What a brilliant routine that was with Jack. Gosh, I'm going to play that. I'm going to pull that up and play it.
That's worth hearing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Jack. And what was that called? C-Sigh. Something.
Yeah.
Routine. Okay. I'll see if I can find it. So, okay. Yeah, here it is. Let's see which one. Well, hold on.
What's with that intro music you had, man? It's bomb out. You know, what are you bucking for the next superhero?
Oh, that music's been playing for a long time. You don't do this hour, so you don't hear that one.
Sounds like the Superman theme song or something.
I don't know. No, it came from a video on the Flat Earth, believe it or not. It was the
okay.
soundtrack for that. I don't ask it. The beginning of it's pretty good. It just, I don't know. Anyway, let me see here. All right, here, this, I think this will do it. Then we'll talk about polytics, which means many different kinds of ticks. Polytics.
Many ticks.
Many ticks. Speaking of ticks and twitches, when you saw the video of Mrs. Clinton go into full body seizure, jerking up and down, and then being grabbed by three adults, and then taking almost all three of them to the street, the pavement, as they moved her forward and she went complete dead weight on them. Now, this woman was very, very sick. She was not well. She didn't look well. She wasn't acting well. And she went down. She went down like dead meat. All right? It wasn't like she was trying to step into the van. She didn't apparently know where she was. I'm not sure what happened, Jim, and I don't want to go into conspiracy land, but I'm going to. As we know, the controllers, the globalists, the New World Order, the elite, the Illuminati, whatever you want to call them, have a penchant for numeric events, the days of the month.
Astrological.
Well, it's a bit of a numerological, astrological, whatever. 9/11, 3/11, that's Fukushima. 4/11, that's the bombings in London, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They do things on kind of days that are selected. Now, what are the odds that Hillary Clinton goes to the 15-year anniversary, if you can call it that, of 9/11, and at that event, no Barack Obama, no Joe Biden, no George W. Bush. There's a whole bunch of people that weren't there. She was the only, quote, notable person who was there. And yet she got sick. Clearly, she knew a big problem was coming. It wasn't dehydration. We know that. She went to the van. She collapsed. I mean, she went dead weight on these people. They couldn't hold her. When somebody goes dead weight, they become much heavier than they really are. They're just like a ton of bricks. And she went down, and her right leg was seen to be dragged across the curb, down into the street, and then up into the van. You can see that in the video. It is, I'm going to suggest, within the realm of possibility that Hillary Clinton died on 9/11. That's all I'm going to say. It is within the realm of possibility that Hillary Clinton died on 9/11. She looked like hell on that day and the days preceding. And yet we're supposed to think that 90 minutes later, 90 minutes, Jim, that's a nap. She comes bounding out of the apartment building that Chelsea is ensconced in, like Mary Poppins, no Secret Service right around her, nobody accompanied her out of the lobby. She came out by herself. They were off to the left and the right, apparently, on the sidewalk from the sidewalk shots. No traffic whatsoever going across the street in front of the press, which is across the street, and allegedly Hillary, Mary Poppins, who comes up and waves at the press. No cars are going by. This is New York. This is busy streets. And then she turns to her right, screen left, and sees a little girl, coincidentally. A little girl.
And so, since obviously they say she was suffering from pneumonia, right, she wants to bend over and give it to the little girl.
She wanted to transmit that pneumonia so damn badly. She signaled the little girl, come on over here and let me dose you up. The little girl runs over. It's a staged photo op. She poses and says, okay, bye. And then she turns back to the media, yammers more. It's a beautiful day in New York. How are you, Mrs. Clinton? Just great, great. And she walks screen right, and then there's the van. All right, that woman was not Hillary Clinton.
No, I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that, folks. Fingers are not the right length. The weight's not the same. The height's not the same. And all you have to do is just look at the pictures and look at what's been twittered by that woman who impersonates her all the time.
Yeah, well, it wasn't her either. It wasn't Barnwell. That was not Barnwell. That was another double.
So
that came out of the building.
So we got three Hillarys running around now. Okay.
Well, I got more for you.
Sorry, folks. Does this begin to sound like a conspiracy?
Hell, everything's run by conspiracy.
Of course it is. Now regardless of if her health is something just kind of normal, or if it's something that they need to get taken care of, okay, but why the cover-up? Why can't we just be told the truth of what's going on?
Doesn't work that way. So,
not anymore.
No. All right, that's body double number two. We know about Teresa Barnwell. She was in L.A., yeah, California somewhere. That's number one. She gets paid $10,000 a month by Hillary, by the way. $10,000 a month. She couldn't have passed. If you look at Teresa Barnwell, she's not close enough. You'd see right away, it's close, it's not Hillary. The one that came out of the building, closer. But as Jim said, 30 pounds lighter, shorter. Her ring finger is clearly a half an inch difference in length from Hillary's, no question. The earlobes, there are pictures of both earlobes in the same outfit. Different earlobes, like fingerprints. They're not the same. Never mind the bigger earrings.
But she carried her bag on
her right shoulder.
And Clinton, you know, always wore her bag on her left shoulder.
When she wore it, she had it on the left shoulder. Okay, yep. So there are some minor, major problems.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can collapse dead to the world like Hillary Clinton did and be dragged as if she's a corpse into a van and then 90 minutes later come out of a building bounding and jumping around like Mary Poppins. It doesn't work. Sorry, it doesn't happen. I've been sick. Many of you have been sick. You get sick, you don't know. You have pneumonia, you feel like hell. That's what I understand. You don't feel like doing, and she didn't feel like doing anything at the 9/11 deal, so she left and she collapsed. Okay, so we have Teresa Barnwell, body double number one. The original, of course, Hillary, we think, was probably in that building on the fourth floor, in half of the fourth floor, which we think was maintained as a medical facility when MetroCare, the medical facility for senior citizens, merged with another company and allegedly left the building. We think Chelsea moved in there and took the front half of the building, fourth floor, made her residence in there with her hubby, and the back half, was kept on as Hillary's secret hospital. Okay, so we think Hillary may still have been in that hospital. She sure as hell didn't come out that front door like that. There's no way.
No.
Okay, now, what happened today, 4 days after Hillary Clinton lost all consciousness, all neurological motor control of her body, and fell face first toward oblivion, three people slowed her fall, and Dr. Frankenstein, the big black guy who was standing to her left, reached in and was the fourth person to stop her from hitting the van, but she was gone. They dragged her in so fast that the shoe was left behind. The next van picked the shoe up. Okay, that was on 9/11. Today is 9/15. What happened today, Jim? What did Hillary do today, as far as we're told? You know? She got up. She went to her leased jetliner, met the members of the press, got on the plane, flew to North Carolina, gave a campaign stop speech, a stump speech, and after that, we don't know. But she did that much. That's clear. And if you look at that speech, I want to ask all of you to look at that and remember Hillary Clinton's most recent campaign speeches, halting, down, not energized, same old rote stuff. This woman today was upbeat. She was smooth. She was articulate. She was sparkling. She was clever. She was totally in charge of the venue. Completely.
You got to hand it to them, Jeff. You really do. I mean, this is probably the quickest turnaround on a clone that we've seen yet.
I will say, when I watched this video, I said to myself, that is not Hillary Clinton. That is not the woman on the sidewalk, clone number two. Number one, Barnwell, was in California. That's another one. Now, some of you are saying, Rentz, you're crazy. No, when I post what I've had James working on all the damn day, you are going to be shocked. They took pictures, video of her on the plane talking to the press today. No coughing, no sickliness, no looking pale and wan. This woman, looked perfect, handled herself perfectly. But there were some problems, and when I point them out to you, you are going to be stunned. It is not Hillary Clinton. I can prove it. And when I show you the pictures, I will say there's a 95% probability I am correct. Jim Fetzer has been working on this. Jim sent me some material. I went and spent hours on this today, looking and comparing. There is a flaw in the person on the plane today who gave the speech in North Carolina. A brilliant performance. There is a flaw that cannot be explained away. And I'm going to put that up. I don't want to tell you what it is now. It's going up as soon as James can get his act together. He's had problems, and anyway, we're getting it. So that would be double number four. Barnwell doesn't count. Double number three, I mean. The one on the sidewalk outside the building, pretty good, but too skinny, 30 pounds lighter. The one on the plane today, thin, healthy, also underweight, and extremely articulate, pleasant, bantering, no problems whatsoever. Total self-confidence. This is not Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, if she is still alive, and I say that with some advice to all of you to think about it. This is advice. If she's still alive, and she may not be, she may have died on 9/11. Now, that would fit in with the globalists and their numbers game. They like that. And they do that. Hillary
and
is
account for the ABC.
I'm going to get there.
Or death.
Let's go that. Yeah. Okay. Now, Hillary, if she is still alive, is probably at Chelsea's medical clinic. That's what we'll call it for fun. trying to recover. They're trying to hydrate her. She was not dehydrated, but she, that woman utterly collapsed. She lost consciousness. She collapsed after a major full body seizure. All right? That's just 4 days ago. The woman today, I would suggest, is an impossibility. Hillary Clinton could not have recovered like that. She could not have recovered and walked out of that building like Mary Poppins. No way, no how, no chance. When I show you what we found in the pictures taken in the plane today, you're going to go and sit down and go, oh my God. And don't underestimate the intelligence community, the international elite in terms of money, technology, advanced mental programming. The woman today had a little different voice. She had a little bit of a lisp, but she was sharp reading that teleprompter. She's an actress. And did she look like Hillary? You bet. But I'm telling you, her face was too full. It was too thin. Hillary, if you look at her pictures Sunday, 4 days ago, she looked like death waiting to happen. This woman's face was round. Her neck was taut. She's thin. She's moving. This is probably 10 years younger. Okay? Now, they worked on her teeth. They can make the teeth look identical. They can make the face, configuration of the face generally look very close to the same. But they missed something that they didn't try to fix. And this is irrefutable. I'll send you a picture, Jim, here, and you can take a look. But I don't want to release it yet until it's all done, because I have a couple dozen examples.
When do you think that's going to go up?
I'm waiting. I'm waiting for James to get it done. He's had a problem. All right, let me see here. Hold on. Okay. Just if you'll bear with me here, I'm looking at the test. See, I have a top, and I have two political art places at the top of the homepage. The top one is the splash art. Now, let me see. Hold on. Where is me? Downward. Okay. Large overhang, clearly. Yeah. All right. Okay. Now that's good. I can put that up. There's no image. All right. I will go ahead and put this up. It's not exactly finished to where I'd like it to be, but I'm going to put it up now. I'll tell James, go ahead and put the top splash art up, and you folks can take a look. And post the splash. This is real-time stuff you're hearing here. You're going to be amazed at this, Jim. It's really something. For many more... Okay, I got to check this one link. Hold on. Okay. Now let me scroll down just a little bit. Okay. Oh, all right. I don't have all the little... I was going to put little arrows and things. I'm going to go ahead and post this. We'll get it started here. What the hell?
Is there some place I can see what you're looking at?
I'm going to put it up right now. You can look at my homepage.
Okay.
And the click here page. Okay. I just sent it, so it'll be going up in a couple minutes. All right. I've added the existing. I'm reading James' email here while I'm talking. Now, Jim Fetzer next hour is going to talk about this in greater detail. Okay. There are still things I want to fix with these. I want to put little arrows and so forth, but it's good enough and you'll see it. All right. Now, one other thing here. Make sure the image.
What am I looking for?
You're going to look for a new splash art. That's the top political art piece.
Okay,
and you're going to see, in the picture, you'll see two pictures on the home page. And then you'll see the text above it. You read the text, And then there's a click here at the bottom, which you can click and go to a main page that I spent hours putting together, which shows other examples of the flaw. What is the flaw? The flaw is the end of her nose. The woman in the airplane today. It is not Hillary Clinton's nose. The bridge, close. The end of the nose is not round and pointed. It is elongated. It droops. It hangs down below the nostrils, which are also not Hillary Clinton's nostrils. Nor is there the mole above her upper lip on the right side in the corner. But the nose knows. Remember that old statement? The nose knows.
The nose knows.
And when you see this, no break, Todd, we're going to go right through this, you'll be amazed. The normal Hillary Clinton's nose doesn't look anything like this woman's, the end of her nose. All right? It's the end of her nose. And it's going up right now. So keep reloading the homepage at Rents, and we'll get this up there. I mean, it's not even close. However, when you look at her straight on, yeah. When you look at it sideways, it's up now. Okay, everybody, go ahead. Look at the top. This nose is not. Look at it. This nose is not. This nose. Okay. Tell me when you get it. It's up. So you got to refresh the page.
Okay.
Now, since your computer is a wind-up computer, I'm going to go ahead and read this for the folks who don't have computers. This is the text above the two-picture example. The picture on the right was taken in the airplane this morning. Picture on the left is a contemporary picture of Hillary taken a few weeks ago. Look at the neck, look at the chin, look at the cheeks, but look at the nose. All right, here's what I wrote. Looks like they are going with a body double. Where is Hillary? Questions. Did she die on 9/11 after they dragged her limp body into the van? If true, the brazen arrogance of the controllers is astounding. Hillary, on her jet with the press today, Thursday, 9/15/16, just 4 days after her total complete collapse. Take a look at the picture. Now look at the bottom of the nose, the septum, where it joins the upper lip. The end of the nose irrefutably extends downwards, farther than Hillary's does. Furthermore, the nostrils are also markedly differently shaped. Look at the end of the nose. The tip of the airplane Hillary's nose today is much larger. There's more flesh there. It overhangs. It's obviously bigger. It droops down and actually ends below the nostrils. This is not Hillary's nose. This is not, therefore, the same person. Have they been using a double at times during the campaign to get people used to the differences, the slight differences in appearance? Anything is possible. The technology of today is far beyond what most could imagine. For many more photo examples, click here, and that'll take you to a page with lots and lots of pictures of Hillary's nose and the Hillary in the airplane's nose. These nostrils are not hers. The end of the nose is not hers. Ergo, it ain't her. Do you have the page loaded yet?
I do, and you've got good comparisons.
Okay, click on the click here, Jim, and you go to a full page of examples.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, now I may be wrong, but I don't know how. That nose is not the same nose.
Well, there's definitely some problem going on, and there's some subterfuge going on. And, you know, I guess this is what happens when you're in the Fourth Reich. You know, you're going to have these little interdicting warfares and picadillos and stuff between all the people who are trying to gain access to the ruling class. Yeah.
So look at her in the plane, look at that face, and then look at the other noses, Jim. It's not the same nose.
No.
So you scroll down, look at the other noses. You can see the ends of the nose is kind of upturned a little bit, right? Little upturned nose. That nose today is downturned. You cannot do that. It's done. That's nature. Look at all the other pictures as you scroll down the page, and I've dropped in a couple other examples of the person in the airplane today so you can refresh your memory easily, but just keep looking at Hillary's nose and then look at the woman in the airplane. Look at her nose. Ain't the same. And it's not camera angles. I don't believe it. I'd love to be wrong, but I don't think I am. In fact, I shouldn't say that. I'd like to be right. Look at those pictures of her nose, Jim. What do you think?
Oh, I think the whole issue goes far beyond just the nose. If it was just the nose, you might could argue one way or another, but when you add that in to everything else...
Oh, the neck, the cheeks, the jaw.
We've been discussing here for the past 30 minutes or whatever. I mean, it just it goes beyond some kind of coincidence.
See, Hillary's nose is slightly upturned at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
This woman's is downturned and it hangs over. That's a lot of surgery to do if you're going to start messing with the end of a nose.
Need to get some more pictures of the airplane, Hillary.
Yeah, well, that one there, the you can see the video, it's online. Make your own. Okay, so it's up, and once again, I cannot prove anything. All I can do is show you the nose, and you make the decision. And also, the Hillary on the street that came out of the building, that Hillary, that's body double number two. We think this is number three. And you say, wow, they couldn't. Winston Churchill had five during World War II that could pass for him. All right?
So this is four or five.
That's right. This is a long time ago. It shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone that this woman today was, Jim, so reconstituted, so perky, so slick. Look at the little sound clip of her speech in North Carolina. I don't know how anyone can be resurrected from the tragedy we saw on Sunday. Not in 90 minutes and not in 4 days.
Well, you know as well as I do that we have some exotic technology that's not available to the public.
Yeah. They could have... now, remember also... Look, the technology is decades ahead of what most people would understand. If the woman today gave the speech, they could have easily fed her audio into a pre-programmed voice synthesizer that would turn, twist, and massage her sounds into Hillary-like sounds, more than she already knows how to do. If this is an actress, and I keep saying, I'm qualifying it, if this is an actress or a double, and it sure looks like it to me, there's no mole. Where do you see the mole story? The real Hillary has a mole on, as we look at her face, on the left side above her lip. There's no mole on that woman. And it's a substantial mole. And I've looked at this with magnifying glasses and enlarged. There's no mole there. So you got a nose that turns way down. The nostrils are way weird. No mole. Look at the smoothness of the face, and just look at her in the pictures from Sunday. You scroll down, and I've got those in there. She looked horrible, and she was feeling horrible. And here she is, looking 10 years younger, just on top of her game. Now, you're saying, ah, they can't do that. Oh, yes, they can. Oh, sure they can. And I think it's possible that if we are correct in this assumption that that nose proves body double number three, they've been using this woman on a number of occasions during the year. And if you've ever looked at Hillary and you say, nah, she's not looking so good this time. She says, well, she looks better this time. Maybe she had a facelift. Maybe you're seeing a different person. Maybe you're seeing the person today. Remember, she's done talking and they whisk her right off stage.
And they still do it today. The Saddam Hussein that they pulled out of that hole and put on trial was a double. That was not the real Saddam Hussein, according to his wife of 25 years.
That's right. Okay. She went in and saw him and said, nope.
Yeah, and it goes on and on and on. Body doubles and duplicates and who knows. And with the technology of cloning that we absolutely have access to, of course, nobody's supposed to have cloned somebody, but that doesn't mean that somebody hasn't somewhere, right?
Right, absolutely. Look, I mean, Jim, when you get on that the photo comparison page, you got the top two pictures of her in the airplane, all right? Just scroll down to the second set of pictures. Those are the noses. Is that the same nose? Then look at the nostrils. Look at the back of the nostrils. Look at the angles.
Well, I hate to be a downer, but
it's okay.
Even if you're absolutely 100% correct, what are you going to do?
I'm going to complain to you, and you're going to fix it.
Okay, just as soon as you elect me dictator of the United States. There we go.
How about if we elect you...
I promise you I'll be a benevolent dictator.
How about if we elect you Jim Tater?
The Jiminator.
Look at that second set of Hillary pictures. Look at the right one. It's a profile, perfect profile shot. She's smiling. Look at her nose. They're not the same nose. Look at the chin. Look at the tightness of the skin. Look at the cheeks and the jowls. Hillary Clinton looks like hell. Yeah, she's had a tough year on the campaign trail, I know. But she looks, without makeup and everything, she looks like an old person. She is an old person, technically speaking. The life she's led and all the drugs she's done. And this is, you're seeing her with lots and lots of makeup on. So there's our offering for consideration. And I'm sure the powers that be don't like me doing this.
They don't care.
Well, yeah, we'll see. Let me do this, Jim. Hold on. One, set number one, set two, set three. These are sets of two pictures. Set four, set five, set six, set seven, set eight. The ninth set of pictures. Go down nine pictures. Count nine. You can do that. Take your shoes off.
No, the problem was I was already at the bottom.
Oh, all right. Well, it's the kind of little bit of a dark picture. On the left, she's got her arms out. She's wearing bright red. Two microphones attached to her lapel. On the right, she's just looking off to the right. Lots of wrinkles showing.
Okay, yeah.
You got that one?
Yeah.
All right, look at her lip. What do you see in the corner on above the lip? See that big mole? There's a mole there. It's a clear mole. It's a bump. You see it? If you're looking
okay.
at the right picture, you'll see it. There's a mole.
Okay.
Now look at the picture of the woman in the airplane. There's no mole. There's no wrinkles. Now, I know about Botox, and I put up a splash about this earlier, a political piece, and nothing a quart of Botox won't fix, and she's been getting a ton of that. But what happened to her just 4 days ago, I ask you to consider this very carefully, 4 days ago, and then we're to believe that the Secret Service drove in that van that with that hideous name within literally spitting distance of Bellevue Hospital, 0.2 miles away. They drove past that and went 3.5 miles to Hillary's daughter's place. Why would they do that? That woman needed medical attention. because they've got medical facilities in that building. That's where the fourth floor was, where MetroCare was located. And so Chelsea took half of it, and they kept the other half, most likely, for Hillary's secret hospital.
So what do you see is that, what's the purpose behind all this?
They want to...
Why not just admit she's got health problems? You know, we're going to find somebody else. Move along.
Can't do it. They want her in there for reasons that neither you nor I can fully understand. She's been running for over a year now. They know she is absolutely obedient to the Rothschilds. They like her. And I think that's part of it. You've seen the emails, or you maybe you haven't, but the email where Lynn Rothschild was very unhappy about something, or allegedly unhappy about something that Hillary was trying to arrange and it didn't work out right, and Hillary asked her in email, what kind of penance can I do to make this up to you? This is while she's Secretary of State. So who's running whom? So I think they have a lot invested in Hillary. They have the technology. They have at least two body doubles, Barnwell and the one that was out in front of the building. Everybody, I think, basically looks at that and said, man, did she lose 30 pounds in 3 hours or 90 minutes?
Yeah, but Jeff, here's the thing I'm wondering about, because I'm well aware of the body doubles that Hitler used and Saddam Hussein and by many other people throughout history, you know. But what usually happens, though, is that the real one's off somewhere and have the body double doing attending a public thing here. Yeah, here, I think we're talking about that they've got these body doubles, but there may not be the real person.
The one with the mole is real. And you go back and look at the pictures, you'll see the mole. That we know. She's got a mole. And we know what her nose looks like. So we can go on. This woman in the airplane, smooth skin, smooth neck, you know, unless they troweled the makeup on, you're going to see wrinkles. Maybe they did. The bags under the eyes aren't the same. I just see differences. They're subtle, but they're there. And yes, they can make her teeth look absolutely the same as Hillary's. Easily. That's not a problem. This is a very high-level thing if it's being done. If it's being done. I do not believe Hillary Clinton recovered from what happened to her on Sunday in 90 minutes. I do not believe Hillary Clinton recovered in 4 days and took off today in the airplane and was full of spunk and verve and went back and yucked it up with the press. I do not believe that. I listened to her speech today, and I was knocked over. It was really good. Better than I've heard her speak in a long time. So, you tell me, Maestro. And by the way, your double is amazing. Jim's double came to my door last week. I swear to God, I thought it was Jim.
I thought that was every Christmas Eve.
Oh, well, that too. All right. Well, anyway, that's my little stick in the mud, right?
Well, I think it just would do us all well to just, you know, keep an eye on that.
That's right.
See what progresses. See how much she changes.
I guarantee you they're not going to admit it. Now, let's talk about something you did already indicate, and that was the number one media market in America is what? New York. L.A. is number two.
Yeah.
Number one station in New York, arguably WABC.
Yeah.
The 11 o'clock news last Sunday night, the anchorman, Joe Torre, read something to the effect of, and now the latest on the death of Hillary Clinton. The newsroom admitted that he did read those very words, live, that they were in the teleprompter, but the guy said, oh, it was just a mistake. I'm here to tell you, they don't make mistakes like that at that level, the number one market, the number one station. And that was Sunday night. They scrubbed that in the archive. It's gone. That's not the only one. I'm also told that Chuck Todd of NBC's Today made an announcement as well. If I can just find it. No, I'm not going to be able to find it. Hold on, let's see.
What was his name?
Chuck Todd. I've got to find it. Jim, if you're listening, I can't find the damn thing. I've got too many emails. All right, so altogether there have been three major media announcements that Hillary Clinton passed away.
Well, is there any way we get hold of Chuck Todd?
Chuck Todd, now, yeah, Jim just called me. He said Chuck Todd tweeted it. It was a tweet. It's a matter of record. So there you go. Jim, we're going to go through this. You've got another 7-8 minutes left, but Jim Fetzer will be here next hour. If you want to hang around, Jim, you're more than welcome and hear what Jim said. Jim's been all over this
I know.
All day. So you're welcome to stay on if you want.
I would, but I'm really, I've had a long day. And last
Well, it's all that Mexican food. That'll tire anybody out.
That's right. That's right. It gets you moving around.
Yeah. Well, you Texans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, what else do we need to mention here? Chuck Todd of Meet the Press tweeted that Hillary Clinton had died. I don't know what time he did, but that was a tweet. Then you have WABC TV. They just don't, having been a news anchorman and news director for 12 years, I know they don't make mistakes like that. If they did, somebody's butt would be out the door. That's not funny.
Not at that level. And the timing, the whole thing. And again, if it was just these couple of notices in the mass media and then, oh, gee, made a mistake and that was all there was to it. Okay, but then look at everything else we've been discussing. The obvious evidence of chicanery, of substitution in these women. Come on. That somebody's playing a game somewhere.
I just think that after people have gone to the movies enough now, and they've seen things that far surpass what we're suggesting could be going on here.
If they see it, hey, it happened in the movies, why not in real life?
That's exactly right. You know, I mentioned these numbers again, the numbers, the numerology. The attacks on 9/11, right? The London bombings, 4/11. I think it was 4/11. Fukushima, 3/11. March of 2011. Not 9/11, of course, was September 11th, but still it's numbers. Guess who died on 9/11, 2012? 9/11, think about it. 9/11. Ambassador Chris Stevens was murdered on 9/11, 2012.
Holy cow, yeah, that's right.
And guess who may have died 4 days ago on 9/11 this year? Hillary Clinton. Maybe. Maybe. All right. So there's your number thing. What are the odds? You figure it out. They're pretty high. Pretty high. I want to thank Preston James also for being right on top of this. Preston's done a marvelous
job. That's great that you got all these photographs up there that rapidly.
I worked my butt off today, and then James put them up. There's still some changes. I've instructed that we put up a lot of little arrows and things that he hadn't been able to do. He had a big computer crash, and it was almost like they didn't want this up there. So I don't know. We will see. So think about it. Three major outlets, NBC, WABC TV, those two alone. They don't.
Yeah.
Chuck Todd. Why would Chuck Todd take a chance on tweeting something that big if he wasn't assured that it was real?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That needs to be tracked back to see where that originated from. if there was a legitimate, well-staffed, and well-funded news organization, you'd think they'd be asking those questions and seeking answers. But all I can do is rant from Texas.
Yeah.
All I can do is rant from Oregon.
Yeah. So Chuck Todd announced on his Twitter account that Hillary died at 9:50 p.m. last Sunday night. 9:50 p.m., I assume that's Eastern time. That's a right window for WABC at 11 p.m. to make the breaking news announcement that Hillary Clinton had died. So that's very interesting to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And it, look, if she did die, why would they at this point with 51 days, I don't know, until the election, why would they crap can all of this work that they put into this? They using when they've got this perfect double that they've already used, if they have, and they can just run her out, no one's going to know the difference.
But look at the risk they're running, okay?
Oh,
if the double gets found out, then, man, they're going to be tarred and feathered.
By whom?
By the public.
You mean you and I are going to go after them?
I mean, you know, even if they had good reasons, if they were pulling...
it's all about money.
Double.
It's all about control.
And if they're substituting somebody, then they're fooling with us. And if that ever gets out, the public will be against them.
How many times has Hillary Clinton fooled with us by lying grotesquely about her Parkinson's, about her vascular dementia, or about her Alzheimer's, or about her oral cancer, or about her deep vein thrombosis and her clotting? She's that witch has lied so much. We should have strung her up on the nearest flagpole long ago. So I don't think there is accountability when you go up to that level, Jim, anymore.
Well, not when you're hooked into the overall global controllers.
That's right. If they say it's a duck, it's a duck.
That's right.
And you don't...
Who are you going to believe? Your government or your own lying eyes?
Yeah. Wow. Here's a picture of Hillary last Sunday. I hate to say this, but it's a virtual death mask. She just looks...
Which one are you looking at?
Oh,
have you not posted it?
I haven't posted this one yet. I'll add it to the page.
Okay.
Here. I'll send it to you right now. Okay. There we go. It's on the way. It's just, she's got her glasses on and she's kind of looking up at, she's talking to someone. I think she's looking up and talking to a Secret Service guy, although I don't see his ear cord, but, this is not the woman on the airplane. I don't believe it. If it is, whatever they gave her, like I say, I want some of it.
Really? Yeah, I'll take a case.
Yeah. I want to just go on the record. I cannot prove this. All I can do is submit it for your consideration. Seriously, it's at this point an open case. It's an investigative situation that somebody needs to investigate.
Yeah.
Now, did you get that picture?
Well, let me see. Yes, I believe it did. Yeah.
Does that look like the woman on the airplane?
No. And it doesn't look like the little moon-faced Hillary that came out of the Chelsea's apartment.
Nope. Sure doesn't.
So they're just playing games.
Yep.
And
anyway,
well, you're just a conspiracy theorist, but hey, I don't care. I've been called that for 50 years. Mostly I've been proven right.
That's right. Very good. Thank you, Jim. As always, talk to you next week.
You and Jim have fun.
Well, we will. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Good night.
All right. Night. Okay, back with Professor James Fetzer in just a few minutes. Hang on.